So here's a first line question we asked the audience and got a whole variety of answers, which is a younger patient with a left-sided microsatellite stable, pan-RAS wild type, BRAF V600E mutation positive tumor. And the audience, a lot of them would use FOLFOX Bev, some would use FOLFOX EGFR antibody. Fair number of people use FOLFOXIRI Bev, which is what you and Scott Kopetz picked.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how you factor in BRAF status as well as sidedness?
Okay, so sidedness, of course, tells us something about responsiveness to EGF receptor antibodies and prognosis. We know that left-sided tumors do better than right-sided tumors. And right-sided tumors, even if they are RAS and BRAF wild type, they still do not respond well to EGF receptor antibody, so that the NCCN guidelines actually do not want these patients to be treated right-sided tumors with EGF receptor antibodies, at least not in first-line therapy. Now, in this case here, a BRAF V600E mutant tumor that trumps everything. This makes this cancer very aggressive. And it's actually probably the most aggressive molecular parameter that we have for these patients. So these patients need special attention. That's about 8 to 10% of patients in stage 4. And we have data to suggest that a triplet chemotherapy combination with bevacizumab might actually be the best way to deal with these patients. Aggressive tumors need aggressive therapy. Now, this comes from sub-analysis of trials, you know, like the Italian TRIBE study, etc. So there has never been a dedicated BRAF V600E mutant triplet plus bevacizumab trial. So we kind of look at subgroup analysis. But I think there are three different separate subgroup analyses from trials, and they all suggest that, again, with a triplet combination, you can potentially counteract the negative biology of these BRAF V600E mutant tumors. And that has made inroads into NCCN, ESMO, and Japanese guidelines. Now, the question that we have, of course, is with data like Scott's trial, the SWOG study 1406, where you use the BRAF inhibitor plus an EGF receptor inhibitor plus an chemotherapy like irinotecan, or the interesting results of the Beacon study, which looked at MEK inhibition, BRAF inhibition, EGF receptor inhibition, so all biology. Can those, let's say, biologic approaches be better than chemotherapy in first line, like FOLFOXIRI, bevacizumab? We don't know that yet. This trial is in planning, but we don't know that yet.